Salaamu alaykum wa alaykum salam. In one of your videos, you recommended Nu'man Ali's Quran tafsir, but he was found refuting Dr. Israr Ahmed, in whose book Shirk is found. Please clear. Look, when I recommended the tafsir of Juz' Amma of Nu'man Khan, I made it clear in the lecture of the classical It Is Bad that I'm recommending the tafsir of this individual. I never said I'm recommending any person altogether. In fact, if you have listened to me, you will find that I will hardly ever tell you to listen to anyone. I'm very delicate in my mind as to putting someone up front and then having to pay for the consequences. Many times people tell me, look, Fulan is coming and, you know, can you allow him to give lecture? Can you facilitate? I say, don't ask me for anything. He wants to give a lecture, let him arrange with someone else. I don't want to be in the front. I don't want to bring someone who may wind up going against the sunnah. It will be in my neck. That I propagated Fulan and Fulan went against the sunnah. So again, I repeat. Brother Nu'man is a Muslim, as far as we know, upon the sunnah. He is not perfect like I'm not perfect, like we're not perfect. If I said you can listen to his tafsir, it doesn't mean that everything which he says in his whole life is correct. The same way if someone tells you can listen to Abu Mus'ab, it doesn't mean that everything that I say is correct. You understand? So I again say I recommend the tafsir of Juz' Amma because I heard the whole thing. And the things which I found to be whatever are something that any one of us could fall into. Anyone involved in da'wah is prone to error. I didn't find anything which is shocking or against the aqidah or anything which really scares you. So I said you can listen to this instead of nasheed and all this junk. But now anything else which he does, I say I have no business with him. I neither encourage you nor do I discourage you. And the fact that someone, just to be clear, the fact that someone may have defended someone does not necessarily disqualify him from being from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And if you know the history of Islam, you know the kind of conflict which existed between Bukhari and Muslim. And the Zuhri and many of the senior scholars of Hadith, they had some major issues with each other. And that did not disqualify any one of them from being upon the sunnah. They may have defended Fulan. One of the ulama will say in Jarh and Ta'dil, Fulan, his hadith matruk, you're not supposed to accept his hadith. The other one says hadith is sahih. Now, they've differed upon this man. And the fact that one of them made a mistake in endorsing Fulan does not disqualify him, because it may be a shubha for him, a doubt for him. So we have to be very delicate, give the person the benefit of the doubt. We have to give him the benefit of the doubt. If you have the means to speak to him and say, Mr. Nu'man, I found in the book of Dr. Israr this shirk. And assuming that you, mashallah, your knowledge is so sound that you're able to identify shirk. And you know the evidences why this is shirk. And you know that the ulama have not differed about this issue. You can say to Brother Nu'man, this is wrong. And why are you still doing ABC? And he gives you an explanation which you present to the scholars who say, no, this is unacceptable. Then you can say, okay, I don't want to listen to him anymore. Before then, you don't have the right to jump into conclusions. Because he may have a doubt. Like any one of us could have a doubt. And I can name many examples, but I don't want to make this a discussion now. The point being, we say, the tafsir of Juz' Amma, beautiful. Other things, Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam. He's a man. He is doing his job. He may do good, he may do bad, he may get it right, he may get it wrong. I have nothing to do with it. Juz' Amma, I say, inshallah, it is reliable. No perfection, but it is reliable. Other than that, I withdraw and retract any kind of endorsement, whether to Brother Nu'man or anyone else for this matter, except our senior scholars whom we have blind confidence in. Because we know that they are grounded in knowledge. Yani, I'm not going to tell you, wallah, Shaykh bin Uthameen, wallah, I'm not sure. Shaykh al-Banam, no, this is khalas in our mind. But any other da'iyah, I will say to you, I have nothing to do with them. It's between you and Allah. Allah musta'an. And may Allah pardon all of us. Yani, it's, na'am.